Begin the current daf in Sechtes Eben Daf Tzadi Al. We begin on the base. We begin to chase the mass. It begins with the Gemara. Gag, Bechatz, Bechsaj, Mepeset, the roof, the courtyard, the porch, and the gazebo. Kulim Shasachas and all considered as one domain. So it's going to explain the Brais according to Rav and Shmuel that was previously mentioned. That is the Gemara was bringing a proof to Rav that there's a difference between if they made it Erevin themselves or not. Because the Brais said that the people from the courtyard and people from the Mepeset, they didn't join the one with the others. So he said, whatever's 10 Tefachim high goes to Mepeset. And not for the people of the Chatzah. Less than that, it's for the Chatzah. On that, when did we say this? If there was Rabbim, there was Rabbim. And they made Erev for themselves, and they made Erev for themselves. But if Shal Rabbim, and they forgot they did not make an Erev, so the Gag, as the Tez Damascus says, Gag v'chatzah v'chatzah v'chatzah, then all going to be one Rishos. So Fais explains that L'Rab, the Uki must need Mekeith Mishtatz. According to Rab, that explains the Mishnah previously not paid Dal L'Maral. That we said over there that the people of the Chatzah and the people of Mepeset, if a God did not join the Erev, whatever is 10, Tvachim High goes to Mepeset, means Lo'isma Dar Mepeset, it means to say those who live actually that's equal to the porch. So Asachi Chaper. So that's what we're saying. It makes sense. This halacha, each one goes and makes their own Erev for themselves. That the shchichim ani debatim b'chatzir, so that you're going to have the. It's common to find the vessels of the house in the court, or the mani dalis mepeset, and the vessels of the upper story on the porch, because each one made the air for themselves. So kishasel gavayud, so that when the rock is 10 tefachim high, have them mepeset, it belongs to people in the porch. Shasel shovel then, because for them the rock is equal to them. Ulebnei chatzir, people in the courtyard. Also, Shabbat Shalom Sela, they cannot use the area on the rock. Even vessels that started Shabbos in the courtyard, because even though that you're allowed to carry generally from a courtyard to a rock, but even so, that it's going to be forbidden. Because the vessels that started Shabbos in the house, which that you now put onto the rock, because that's again was given to the Mepeset, and it's taken from one domain to another one. And when it's a Pachas Mikah, when the rock is less than 10 Tvachim, then Asurin Lishnehem. Then it's going to be forbidden for both of them, because we say, when we say l'chatzah, it means to say af l'chatzah. Now, u'kshalo yervu, and when the each one did not make an air for themselves, then you're not going to have the vessels of the people of the house in the courtyard and from the upper story on the porch, then the roof and the courtyard, then the porch and the courtyard are one domain, and you're not having stuff from either private area out over there. And then they don't make it forbidden one than the other. And then, yeah, they're all permitted to use the rock. So according to Rav, that makes sense. But that's what he's saying, but according to Shmuel, the Kari Merpes Lebnei Aliyas. He translates that, what do we mean Merpes? It means to say that people are living on the upper story, higher than the porch. And we're saying that it goes to them, that the rock that's lower than 10 tefachim is opposite the windows of the upper story. And the people of the upper story, they use it through their window when they don't make an Erev, the people in the upper story for themselves, that it's all considered as one domain. So we're saying it's permitted also for the people of the courtyard and also for the people of the Mepeset to use it. So that's the difficulty of the opinion of Shmuel, which Tosis says v'tema, but there's a wonder, because heich mishtad mishtam shemapachas miyud b'nei aliyas al hasela. How is this possible that when the rock is less than 10 tefachim high, they were saying that the people on the upper story are going to utilize that rock by lowering down from the window. The vessel started of Shabbos in the upper story through the window, but the courtyard and the porch are not considered one domain. Only the vessels that started of Shabbos in them, but not the vessels that started of Shabbos in the house itself or in the upper story itself. That's a test. What you can say is the Shmuel that Dafka Aresha Koi. Specifically going on the Risha, the Braisa, the Mairi Begvoy Asar, which talking about where the rock is 10 Tvachim high. That's what the Maflik Ben Iver Ben Labor, that's what he differentiates between if they made an Erev for themselves or not. Rishin La'el, Liba, the Rav, like we had previously explained for Rav.
I will save the Tony, but you're right. The save the that says Bachs Mekan Lachatz when it's listening to Dvar goes to the courtyard. Now, but Dafka Lachatz Lashmul, it's according to Shmuel, it's not Af Lachatz. It's specifically for the courtyard. So that is my Rivadi Ben Yir Ben Aliyah La'atzmon, U Ben Echatz La'atzmon. That's most definitely talking about whether each one made their Eiv for themselves, U Ben La'irv, whether they didn't make the Eiv, U Ben Hachi Ben Hachi, and either way, Bnei Chatzim Mutar and the people of the courtyard are permitted. Bnei Aliyah Asur and L'shash Mechazim, the people from the upper story are forbidden to go ahead and lower down from their window, because since it's forbidden to go ahead and take out the vessel, start of Shabbos in the house to the courtyard. So if so, actually, Tais explains that the Brisa works out even according to Shmuel. Tais had a difficulty at first. That sounds like not like Shmuel. And that Tais says that it would be even according to Shmuel. Next is the matter begin with the Gemara. Came to Shabbos b'chatzur. Vessels that started Shabbos in the courtyard, mutl tal b'chatzur, so that you let it carry in the courtyard. Tais finds a difficulty on the Gemara's proof for Rav from the Brisa, and Tais explains. The Brisa said the vessels started Shabbos in the chatzur, let it carry in the chatzur according to Reb Shimon when they did not make an eruv. Tais explains that pirush, what it means to say is b'chol chatzeres, in all the courtyards, not specifically that courtyard, even though they didn't make an eruv. And because the Ibaisa Chatzim is so low, because if it would only permit in that court itself and not more, I feel a Shabbos and Bais Nami, then actually even the vessel of Shabbos in the house would also be permitted in the courtyard. Now, obviously, that we're saying that you only allowed to carry the vessel of Shabbos in the courtyard, obviously, still much for the other courtyards too. So that's what the Gemara is saying, Umayri L'Rav, and that we're saying for Rav that the Braisa permits to carry between the courtyards, Kishla Irv Chatzir Samabatim. It's only when that the courtyard did not make an eruv with the houses, and because you now take out from the houses. But if they made an eruv, where you would have the vessel of the house in the courtyard, then it would be forbidden to go in and carry, and that would be like Rav. Now, on that Vakasha, but there's a difficulty. Because based on what we're explaining, they were talking about that the houses did not make an eruv with the courtyards. Well, the Imkin, if that's the case, then how could the Gemara Sholei being approved to Rav? Dama that he says, Mavish Lenishtat Vaboy. The alleyway that there was no Shetiv Mavoy is Imatam Leibu Dalad. You only let it carry within Dalad Amis, as the Brisa says, Kim Shavs Machatzer, that you let it carry in the Chatzer. And the words are B'mavi Aser, which Igmar originally assumes means in the Mavi itself. Even Vessel Star of Shabbos in the Mavi can be forbidden, and that's a difficulty because Harab Gufer Lo Aser, Rav himself, doesn't make it forbidden to carry in the Mavi, like Shir Batim Machatzeris, only when the houses made an Eiv with the courtyards. But if they didn't join together, Loyasar, he says, not forbidden, the Muchaparakim Loyavilas, the Moshe Shabbos Avkov Lamanam Abeis. Now, the Brisa were explaining that, as we just said for Rav, that they didn't make an Eiv. So, if so, Adarab, to the contrary, Kashim and other Rav, not only is not supporting Rav as the Gemara thought, it's actually difficult than Rav. Because the Bekai Gavna lost a Rav in such a situation when they didn't make an air for themselves, Rav said it's not forbidden to carry in the Mavi. But moreover, is the Rav that in this halacha of the Mavi that there's no Shetiv Mavi, it's Pasuk Rav Shimon, he rules like Rav Shimon. And according to his opinion that he says forbidden, V'achah Kamadu Rav Shimon Matir. And here it says in the Brisa Rav Shimon says permitted. So, It's not only not supporting Rav, to the contrary, it's difficult to Rav, because according to Rav Shimon should say it's Aser, and here the Brisa is saying that according to Rav Shimon it's Mutu. And that's the sense, what you can say is the Maisi, that what we're supporting Rav from the Salacha of Mavri, is the Kamaisha Irvu L'Rav Alibi Rav Shimon, that just like the way Rav holds according to Rav Shimon, when they made an air for themselves, that Eimetam Leil V'Dalid, the only letter carry within Dalid Amis, and that's what we're saying in this moment that did not do shituf. And the time can fire Shem Rashi. The reason is like, why can't you carry in the whole area? Like Rashi explains over there, Mishum Dikshirvu, because when the house is made in there with the courtyard, also Tatam Chatzal Mavli, then you're not allowed to carry from the courtyard to the Mavli. I feel like Kem Shavs B'Teicha. Even vessels that start of Shabbos inside of it, why? Also Kem Shavs B'Bais, because you might come to carry the vessels that start of Shabbos in the house. The Ebbim Mavisham Tashmish. And therefore, there's no utility at all in the Mavli, because you're not allowed to bring anything inside over there. Oh, so therefore, Vedami LeKamlas. Oh, so then it's going to be similar to a Kamlas. Keeping the Mavli Elegim Machitzes, since ultimately the Mavli only has three walls, and it's open on the fourth wall. LeKachim Etal Mavli Obedal, that's why you cannot carry more than Dalet Amas. Even that's the start of Shabbos inside of it, because it's now similar to a Kamlas. So Chanan the Rabbanan, that's the same thing we say to the Rabbanan. Even when the Chatzes did not make an eruv with the houses, you cannot carry more than Dalet Amos, since according to Rabbanan, The Zengri is no utility in the Mavoi, even when they did not make an Erev, because the Asala Talta Mani the Chatzal Mavoi, they say, now I carry the vessels of the courtyard into the Mavoi, even those that started Shabbos in the courtyard, the Chatzal Mavoi le Didu, Lavra Shosachasim, because according to them, the courtyard and the Mavoi are anyways not one area. So therefore, since we see in the Brisa, according to Rabban, it's forbidden to carry in the Mavoi, because there's no utility, and similar to Carmel, as we learn from there, that wherever there's no utility in the Mavoi, that also Rabban Shimon would say is going to be Asr, and this study permits in the Brisa to carry in the Mavoi, is only because they did not make an Erev. And according to him, it's permitted to take out the vessel, start up Shabbos, and the Chatzos in the Mavoi, and therefore then it would not be considered like a Carmel. Timnik says the Mazda begins with the Gemara. Mother Tim, what would you say? Keep Ligi Rabban, the Ledger Bishimon, Rabban disagree with Bishimon. It's Hecha the Irvu, is where they made an Erev. So this explains what was the Gemara's halamina. What was the Gemara understanding in its question? Where the Gemara brings that we say in the Brisa of a Mavi Asr, that it's forbidden to carry from the quarter to the Mavi, and that it's not supporting Rav Zera, that says you're not allowed to carry in the Mavi. And so wait a second, aren't we repeating what we said in the Reisha, that you're not carry from the Chatzur to the Mavi? And that's just the Gemara. Well, no, what the Brisa is going to tell us is that this Rabban saying, I'll carry from the Chatzah to the Mavi, is even if they did not make an Erev for themselves. Which Chase explains, meaning, V'asal Talta Mechatzah to the Mavi, that you're not allowed to carry the vessels from the courtyard, meaning this all going to the Maskel, that you would have thought to say, that when do they disagree with Shimon, it's only when you make it the Erev. And then, V'asal Talta Mechatzah to the Mavi, they're not allowed to carry from the Chatzah to the Mavi, Mishum Neshchichim and the Bat Mechatzah, because when they made an Erev, then you might find vessel of the house in the courtyard, and that would come in to say that, no, it's even when they did not make an error for themselves. No. So as Tosfos Mi'u, however, even according to what we assumed as our Tosfos Mi'u going on the Havamin of the Gemara, that the reason why they would say it's Asr is because of this Gezerah. However, but that's only from the Chatzal to the Mavi. But Mechatzel Chatzel asked him, it's still from one courtyard to another courtyard. They didn't make it, it's forbidden. Although we're saying it's in the case of when they made an Erev for themselves. And so we should be concerned you can take the vessels from this house into the other one's Chatzel. No. Because they ain't Tashmash the Chatzel, they're again Mechatzel Ches. Because they don't usually use the people of this courtyard, the area of the other courtyard. But it's more common to carry it from one courtyard to the Mavi. Now, and that taste is explained. Although the Gemara, the Rabbanan of the three courtyards, one next to each other, Daf Memheimer base, they hold up the Gzeira that we can't carry even from the outer one to the middle one because it might come to carry to the other outer one. The Gamba Brice of the Gag Mechatzach Sadim and Peset, and also by the Brice that talks about the roof and the courtyard and the gazebo and the porch. I mean, the Daf Kaleiv, we say specifically that only if they didn't make an Erev for themselves. Then it's one area. How you gazrin would have made an Erev, then we make Gzera. And here we say the Rabbanan and not Geyser. That's his taste. Shem Rabban the Hachin and Rabban the Hassan. Maybe Rabban over here that don't hold the Gzera are not the same Rabban over there that are Geyser. And Taysh says, Blavach Hatzach Makimit. Actually, besides this point that we're bringing up, that it seems to contradict what we're saying over here, you have to say this, because the Perek Mei Shaitziu on Daf Mevam Mebeis Amar, the Gemara says, the Tana the Polig Adir of Shimon. Who's the town that disagrees with Reb Shimon? Hein Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda. That's because he generally is the dispute of Reb Shimon. So if so, the Rabban who disagrees with Reb Shimon, not Mishnah, would be Reb Yehuda. But you can't say that. Because the Braisa Mesayel or Reb Yehuda, the Braisa supports Reb Yehuda on Amin Aleph, that he said that according to Reb Shimon, Gagas, Chatzitz, Gavivas are all one domain, you'll have to carry between them. Isleh Reb Yehuda. He holds of Reb Yehuda, the Gagwa Karfas Rosh Hashachas, that a roof and the Karfas is all one area, like Reb Shimon. Well, Rabban Dachal Esther, Rabban over here in Amishta don't hold like that, that Gag and Karpas is one domain. Obviously, this is Rabbanans, and therefore there's no difficulty that, yeah, the Rabban over there hold that we make a Gzeira of Irvu, even by Chatzeris, and the Rabban over here hold that we don't make this Gzeira by Chatzeris, even by Irvu. Kitzinak says the Master begins with the Gemara Kamash Malan. Kitzinak explains what's the logic of the Chacham. The Gemara said that from the redundancy of the Braisa, that what it's teaching us is the Bala Yirva Pligi, that even when they did not make an Erev for themselves, they still disagree and say, you know, I carry from the Chatzah of the Mavi. And the time of the Asa, the Chatzah of the Mavi, what's the reason why it's us to carry from the Chatzah of the Mavi? To have a Mavi come a Karfaf, because the Mavi is like a Karfaf. Don't have Rosh Hashachas and Machatzah, which is not one domain with the Chatzah, and therefore you know, I carry out, just like from the Chatzah to the Karfaf, you know, I carry out from the Chatzah to the Mavi.